This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon as we're under heavy fire here inside the Rangers press box. Getting ready for Rangers and Royals. Our presenting sponsors, ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guarantee, General Ledger service. There's brought us to my left, former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champion, Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup back home. Master Control fixing to go 5 hours flawless. You'd have Wolchuk and Schiafalo here. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo, remote engineering. Jared Sandler, Matt Hicks in the booth to our right, preparing to do play-by-play across the internet, Rangers Radio Network. I'm fired up here. Watch this baseball team, boys. How the heck are you?
Woo! Let's go!
Oh, man. Brian, you are the luckiest man here right now. As we've dealt with quite the situation to start the show, I think everybody saw the triple patty burger that Eric consumed last night.
Yeah.
It was amazing, I think, to everybody but me, as I've seen you do this from time to time on a regular basis. But that is, I don't know, did something die inside of you? Because whatever you just let out right before we went on air, it's one of the most vile scents. And it's worse than what we smelled from Joe Barlow yesterday as he talked to us in the full nude.
Yeah, that was uncalled for. I certainly wasn't expecting it to reach those levels of disgust. My apologies.
It's just
we had the window open.
Yeah, that was a window open. I tried to time it.
God,
it was like Dawson said, it was kind of a tester to just see where we're at today.
Kind of wish we didn't test that one.
Can we let them fly or not?
Oh, jeez.
You guys are probably going to need to get that toothbrush out of your bag.
Yeah, man. I can
start brushing. That's a continental breakfast, triple patty burger, raw cheese, hard-boiled egg kind of combo there.
Pork sausage.
That was regrettable.
Well, the great news is the natural turf here at Surprise Stadium just got a fresh layer of fertilizer.
Yeah, sure did.
Thanks what that is.
Hey, we got a rocker day. We got Kamar Rocker who's going to be pitching, so we're excited for this. And we should get a player. Probably the first two innings, I think they'll rotate somebody, so we'll be on standby for that.
We are planning to play the Sebastian Walcott uncomfortable clubhouse conversation coming up at 2:20. It's an event, and you guys have more of those coming up for us later on as well, don't you? You got more today or more tomorrow? Who'd you talk to today?
We talked to Jock Peterson today.
Wow.
And that was a fun one. I think we made him extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Borderline cringy. Not sure how well it went over. Not sure if he likes us or if he can't stand us. And then Hobie Milner, a local legend who has made his return to DFW with the Rangers now in the bullpen. And he also, at the end of the interview, I wish I would have kept rolling because he said, wow, that was as uncomfortable as I've ever been in a clubhouse.
So mission accomplished over there, you'd say?
I would say,
I mean, I definitely left the Jock Peterson interview thinking, I think he hates us. And that was extremely uncomfortable, awkward, and cringe. But then afterwards, he was circling back, like yelling, hey, you got to get Luke Jackson, you got to get Luke Jackson. I think he liked it. That's just his personality. He's a little bit difficult to read.
Okay.
But we'll play those later on in the week, and hopefully you guys enjoy them. You can assess our performance as well as the players.
A very fun day. We're looking forward to describing some of the action as it plays out here. A lot of Rangers stars. Most of the lineup is in the starting lineup today, so stick around for that. We go to Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Says Howie Roseman with the Eagles considering moving in on the Commanders' pursuit of Myles Garrett, making an offer that Cleveland cannot refuse. Sounds like maybe something the agent's putting out there to drum up interest or to get a better offer from Washington, but Philadelphia's aggressiveness is definitely something to envy.
Yeah, I think Philadelphia's taken over as what Dallas used to be. If you want to be able to kind of, if you're in the agent world, to drive interest, drive traffic, drive, hey, get off your ass. You know, we know how aggressive Philadelphia is with all the things. So, you know, bringing them into the mix always gets everybody's attention from the that's one of those that went the shockwave went across Market Street down there in Indianapolis as that was being delivered today.
So I don't know how the Eagles could pull this off. You know, obviously they sold a percentage of their franchise. They've been using that cash windfall to fund a lot of these massive contracts. They've been winning a lot, which creates more revenue for the organization. So I'm sure they're plenty liquid. Their future cap concerns are apparently a non-factor for them as they've way outspent as far as future dollars to pay players today. I figured after they won the Super Bowl like last time, they would feel fed and sort of hit the reset. But if they're going to go after Myles Garrett and re-sign some of their bigger name free agents, there's going to be no end in sight. And I would expect even more dominance next year than what we saw this year. It seemed like it took them to about midseason this year to figure out exactly who should be on the field. And from that point forward, it was just a steamrolling.
Well, if that's a kick the can, that's a Brandon Aubrey kick the can down Broad Street, if you want to say. And so, yeah, we talked about that. You know, when you're a team that you have the support of ownership, they're going out, giving part of their, not giving away, but selling part of their organization and ownership in order to get funds, you know, that's playing chess, not checkers right now. And so anything you could do to add funds, kick the can a little further, and then, hey, we'll answer that, we'll pay that bill later on. But while winning championships, you know, you gotta admire that.
And I guess the big difference now from the last Super Bowl is they've got their quarterback. They went on a magic carpet ride run with Nick Foles. They knew, like, that's not our long-term answer. They move on from Carson Wentz. Then they draft Jalen Hurts. Now they've got their guy. So they're looking at, hey, we've got our core all loaded up, same time frame. They're in their prime. Let's go ahead and chase this right now. And the conference, and this is what I was stressing for years with the Cowboys. Like, what are you doing? Why aren't you being more aggressive? The conference is so winnable now. The NFC is down compared to what it was even 10 years ago. All the stud quarterbacks, really, and coaches are in the AFC. You've basically got to navigate Philly and Detroit. Otherwise, year over year, it's kind of just a pop-up here and there. Washington, can they sustain it? Does Jordan Love ever get to where we think he could go for Green Bay? But there's nobody that's really the juggernaut when you're looking at the Buffaloes, the Baltimores, the Kansas Cities, in the AFC, Cincinnati, if they're able to make it to the playoffs. The time is now. I hate them so much, but I respect the hell out of what Howie Roseman and the Eagles are doing. I buy that report 100%. I don't think that's chum from agents, because that's how Howie Roseman moves.
Big Kamar Rocker, number 80, is on the hill for the Rangers as the first inning is underway. I was talking with Mike Bassick at the break here. He's down there watching this game. He said, you know, today we're looking for control, the ability to throw strikes, not necessarily concerned about the quality of, you know, some of your breaking ball stuff and all that. That'll be, you know, something that comes along as the season goes on. But at this point, can he throw strikes? How much more is his control? Because a lot of the metrics, like the swing and miss rate on some of his pitches, are elite. It's just, can he stay out of trouble? Can he keep guys off and avoid those massive blow-up innings in between pure brilliance?
I'll tell you, I don't like the setup with the jersey combos today. We're both wearing the exact same color blue jerseys.
Yeah,
so that's a little bit tough there. I thought we had a Ranger batter in the box here with Kamar on the bump. How about watching him warm up there, doing some long toss, broad, a scouting report. Dude, that ball just, flies out of his hands.
It's effortless the way that he. But you know what I noticed? I think he slimmed down.
I think he did too. You pointed that out. Dad, you're right. I think he lost some weight.
He looks phenomenal.
His dad, you know.
Oh, that hit Jonathan India.
Oh,
that's going to be take your base.
That's an elbow popper right
that's
there.
That's okay. He's got on like every.
Yeah, no, he does. That got him right in the elbow pad.
Poor bad boy needs a wheelbarrow to get it back to the dugout. But you know the thing with Rocker, he looks like he's slimmed down. You know, he doesn't look as what do we say, Dawson, dense?
He looks jacked.
We didn't look, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't look quite as dense.
Doesn't look as quite as dense.
He still looks very athletic.
What goes on with the pitching is going to be, the biggest question mark is the bullpen right now, right, in the order of operations there. Like, we were even talking to Hobie Milner earlier, and we asked him, so is it a competition? I mean, what's the sense for closer? He said no. They're kind of going with this, and he's been on other teams before where it's just based on matchups. You're just going to look down the lineup and say, here's a lefty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty. And then Boach can pretty much just play with that. So I don't know. When we get CY later on in the week, I want to pick his brain on that. Are they just kind of going to go matchup-based with the pen? They don't have a direct order of operations, and they just have a bunch of guys they feel confident about?
That's a ground ball, a single up the middle. Evaded the shortstop out there, and now there's runners on first and second. Nobody out here for the Rangers.
No, Rocker. Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
And
contact.
I'll tell you what, Bobby Witt Jr. looks like a strong guy. How about that, dude?
I mean, MVP.
He looks 300-pounder below the waist kind of guy. He is absolutely super strong.
Definitely some talent out here. Okay, speaking of super strong, there's another NFL story, guys. The Commanders are making defensive tackle Jonathan Allen available in the trade market. Apparently they can save about $16 million off the cap. 8-year veteran, been healthy a lot up to this season, but he had a shoulder surgery, ended up coming back from it. But I don't know. I think if Dan Quinn is moving on, it makes me nervous about. And there's a gapper. It's going to roll to the wall. And you got two in for the Royals here. Three consecutive batters reaching base to open up this Rangers game. This Pasquantino there with the two RBI double, Wolchuk.
Yep. Right through the gap, scores 2-0, hard hit double from Vinny Pasquantino. Look, this is a good Royals team. This is a Royals team that you're probably going to be competing with. Could be an ALCS preview right before our eyes, boys.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, obviously it's a Luka Lakers Tuesday here in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of ways to talk about this. I think when it comes to expectations, you got to consider the fact that the Lakers don't have a good team, right? And I know the world's excited about Luka being on the Lakers, and everybody wants to talk about can they win a championship. Hell no, they can't, okay? This is a bad supporting cast around Luka and LeBron. So I say that to say I think you got a chance to win tonight. I find it fascinating, though, that so many people out there appear to be rooting for Luka to win and the Mavs to lose. We need every win possible to try to make the playoffs. Like, this is ultimately about winning, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why you like Luka, because he allowed you to think about winning in the present and the future.
Sure.
They still have a good team. You know, I could never imagine rooting against the team, but I think that's just how hurt a lot of people are about this, and I don't know if they'll ever get over it. It seems like in the AAC, the majority of those people are rooting for Mavs victory, but, you know, I think if I open it up right now, 877-881-1053, who's rooting against the Mavs tonight here and actually for the purple and gold, I could never imagine.
No, I understand. Everyone's going to feel differently about this. There's definitely Maverick fans that are in the Baskey world of I'm done with the Mavericks. I will be hate watching them. I'm a Luka fan. I'm rooting for the Mavericks to win tonight. But at the same time, I do want to see I don't know that I do want to see Luka go out there and play well. I think this is going to be I don't know what to expect. It's going to be so bizarre seeing Luka in another team's uniform playing against the Mavericks, that I think the emotions are really just going to kind of take over themselves, and I can't really predict how I'm going to feel. Maybe I do just go into full Luka mode and, like, screw us. You know, what do we do? What do we just give up here? Because it does seem like he's starting to get hot. He's starting to get comfortable. The viral clip of J.J. Redick, like, Luka, glad you're back. And he puts that smile on. You know he's going to be comfortable tonight. I just hope maybe like a P.J. Washington or a Kyrie, because you're right. Both these teams, when it comes to rim protection, they've got similar weaknesses. For the Mavs, they should be able to score a little bit easier than they did the other night. I think it could be a close game, but I'm always going to be rooting for the Mavericks. I can't not be a DFW sports fan, even if I don't agree with the move they made.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that if this game had like Anthony Davis in it as well, you know, and maybe you feel a little bit better if the Mavericks were whole. You know, I would say, okay, let's go battle the Lakers and see how it is. And
I think hold their way better than the Lakers.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm saying, though. I think you would feel better. I mean, right now it seems like that Luka, you know, like Zach's talking about, is kind of getting his footing, you know, with the Lakers there. But, I mean, I'm more concerned about this Dallas team now. You know, my focus is not on Luka and the Lakers. My focus is on, well, how can Dallas continue to keep its head above water? And we've talked about that in shows gone by where it's like, hey, they've just got to stay above 500. They've got to. And then, you know, you go out and you win 5 of 7 games and, you know, and you're kind of mixing and matching the lineup. And, you know, you just want them to continue to kind of keep playing well. And tonight's another one of those opportunities of a team like you're talking about, Dawson, that's not great.
So they can't punish your weaknesses.
You got to find a way to go to get a victory tonight, whether it's Luka or Dirk or whoever's playing for the other team. You need to find a way to get a win tonight.
Yeah, it'd be great to get that win. And I feel like since the trade, the Mavs that are still here have been kind of galvanized by the stress of it. I think Kyrie Irving is doing a great job leading them. And I think they're going to play with an emotional edge tonight, not just Luka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is also a Max Christie revenge game as well.
True.
Maybe
Max Christie trade.
He might, and there's some good quotes from Max Christie that we'll get to a little bit later on in the program. But, this is sort of the first of its kind for everybody involved. Luka is usually an assassin in big moments, and you can expect him to be the best version of himself, but he's never been in this exact situation. And even us as fans, we've never experienced this before, where we're like trying to balance our love for the franchise, but also our disdain for the leader of the franchise in Nico Harrison. Yeah. And so it's tough, but I did see Sean Sharif this morning put out a poll, 1,500 votes from Tolos, and overwhelmingly, 53% of the votes went with they want to see Luka score 50 and the Mavs lose tonight. That's the predominant sentiment right now amongst Mavs fans. The hate for Nico is still so high, and the love for Luka. And so I don't totally know exactly how I'm going to be reacting in real time either. It's just, it's going to be such a weird experience.
Yeah, I like what you guys said there. I don't know. You know, going into this game, it's hard to say what the emotions are going to say once the ball goes in the air. Rockers battled a little bit to get two outs here, at least one strikeout. I think there was a fielder's choice on the other one.
Yeah, pop up to the infield, yeah.
So you got runners on the corner one way or another with two outs here as the Royals lead 2-0 here in the top of the first inning in surprise. Okay, Sebastian Wolcott, uncomfortable clubhouse conversation, and the G-Bag of the Day is coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. You're about to hear the Nosebleed Boys with Rangers' number one prospect, I think 19th overall in baseball, Sebastian Wolcott, coming to you here in just a second. This segment of the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Boomer Jack's Bar and Grill, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, Corey Seager's up to bat here. So this is exciting. Evan Carter's on deck as Kamar Rocker, mission accomplished there in the first inning. He wanted to throw strikes. He did that. You know, a couple got hit to the wall.
That's right.
And the Royals lead 4-0 here, bottom of the first now with one out. We got the G-Bag of the Day here coming up in about 7 minutes. Let's go into that Rangers clubhouse, though, where the Wooly Bully and Chiafalo had a conversation with the number one prospect, Sebastian Wolcott.
Back at it again with more uncomfortable clubhouse conversations with one of your newest Rangers, youngest Rangers, Mr. Sebastian Wolcott, wearing that number 89. I'm looking up at you, Sebastian. You're a giant human being. I can't believe you're still only 18 years old. It is great to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Doing wonderful. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Eggs and French toast.
Are you picky?
Yes, I'm very picky.
Okay, so what's like the no-no for you? What do you hate?
Brussels sprouts.
Is it the smell?
No, it's the taste.
The taste? The texture of it? Just because they're like little balls in your mouth?
I think my mom made some Brussels sprouts for me, and she's not a bad cook. She's an amazing cook, but I was not a big fan of Brussels sprouts since then.
So when you're looking over and you're like, there's Corey Seager, there's Marcus Semien, do you ever have like a pinch me moment? Like, holy crap, look at where I am right now.
I'm naked with Corey Seager right now. This is incredible.
I think that was the first day, you know, seeing those guys, like, practicing with those guys, like, it was definitely like, wow, I'm really playing with these dudes.
Are you a big, like, massage guy? Have you heard about this Justin Tugger deal?
No.
Oh, my gosh, man. Crazy. This guy's getting...
Never go full Tugger.
A weird deal.
I'm a Ravens fan, so...
Okay.
What'd you think about Mark Andrews when he dropped that pass? Did you want to just hit him straight in the face?
Nah. It was definitely a depressing moment for a Ravens fan, you know, just watching him drop that. But, you know, I always keep my trust in Mark. He's been dominant for all these years. So
he has.
Yeah, he's gonna come back.
It would have been a good time to hop on the burner account, though, and just mother bleep that guy dropping it.
Nah.
How much Gold Bond do you use in a spring training? Like,
what's that?
What's Gold Bond?
Like baby powder.
We're about to go educational with this.
I can see it dripping right now. You're using some baby. The white.
No, no baby powder. That might be. We might call that a rookie mistake. We might look back on this moment and I mean, one of the veterans. I figured Marcus Semien would have probably
gifted you with, like, the chafing.
He'd have probably powdered them for you himself as a vet.
No chafing, really.
No.
What about tape on the nipples?
No.
Never.
Never.
Just to kind of keep the puff down.
No.
I have that issue.
Never. Never have to worry about that. What do you think about this golden bat rule, bro? Are you in on it? I mean, because you...
Golden bat? What is that?
You swing a big stick. You don't know what the golden bat is?
No.
It was the suggestion of where, like, at any point in a game, they can sub out
out the batter for one of their, for maybe like a Seager, for instance. Like at any point, you could sub out the batter for somebody who was not expected to. This might, you might be learning something new right
yeah.
now. How often do you fart in the batter's box and then blame it on the catcher?
I don't really fart. I don't really fart in the batter's box.
Okay, now you're lying. Where's your number one place you do fart?
Probably in my bedroom.
Okay, here's an inappropriate question, but like I got a phobia of tooing in public places. Like I'll hold that sucker in until I get home. Are you weird about that, or will you just free ball it?
Are you comfortable just dropping deuces wherever? You're not?
No.
You're gonna wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait.
That's my guy.
Really?
I knew I could see eye to eye with Sebastian the moment I came up here. I was like, this is my new best friend. We just found out Bobby Belt got signed to a minor league deal. He's been out for a long time. What do you think about him finally getting another opportunity?
Bobby Bell.
You excited about that?
Bobby Bell.
You don't know him?
It's a great question.
Honestly, I don't know who the hell that is either. I'm so sorry I put you on the spot.
He's a character concern kind of guy.
I'll go believe
the vibes in this clubhouse are so strong that bringing a guy, a cancer like that in here would just be crazy. Speaking of vibes in the clubhouse, I mean, who's the guy that so far that you just feel like, yeah, that guy would definitely capitalize on a lot lizard moment?
Say lizard?
A lizard moment?
So just paint me the picture of your perfect, like set the scene, paint me the picture of your perfect dong. Ideal Sebastian Walcott, dream dong right now. Give it to me.
In or out of the park?
Like game 7 of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Bases loaded, two mm-hmm. outs, 3-2 count.
Mm-hmm.
All the runners are going, mm-hmm. you know, walk off home run. Mm-hmm.
What's your pitch? What do you want to see in that moment?
Fastball.
Right down that seam.
I'm looking for that fastball because he knows it. If he doesn't throw a strike, the game's over. So he's coming with that fastball.
It's right. gone.
If you had to fight another team's mascot, whose mascot's ass would you be kicking?
Probably the Astros. Orbit.
Yeah, yes. I didn't even know Orbit, the Astros' name, the mascot's yeah. name. You knew it. And yeah. that's how I know you'd like to hit him in the freaking face. Gosh, that's a punchable face.
You do have, I would say, the ideal male body. But if you had to do a body switch with a teammate, who would that be?
I think I love my body just the way it is.
Yeah, dude.
So all right.
Fair enough.
He wants to switch bodies with you.
Back to the
Friday situation.
You get any opportunities to plug your phone in the aux cord in the clubhouse and play some Walcott music?
Nah.
What would you like to play if you had the chance to be the leader of that?
Caribbean music.
So what was that meeting like before the season with Botch? And he's got the gravitas, obviously. We love Bruce Bocci. The music in the clubhouse, and there's always like new artists that you can't play anymore. Like you guys, I heard about the Diddler meeting that you guys had to have, just like breaking it down, like obviously can't play that in the clubhouse.
We never had that. But about Diddy.
So Botch didn't say like get out all the oil? We can't be oiling up in here anymore.
Nah,
that wasn't part of
okay,
it.
Okay, hey, we're pulling for you in a big way. Hey, you're an animal.
Seriously, you're a beast.
Good luck. Appreciate Thanks for the time, man.
No problem, man.
Hey, can I take names?
I'll take your bank.
Thank you, dude.
Sorry about that.
There he is, Sebastian Walcott, Rangers rookie with the nosebleed boys. Did you actually ask him to paint you the perfect picture of his dream dog?
Yeah, just as an aspiring major league player.
Yes.
You know, like, what do you set the bar at for yourself? You know, and he put himself in the World Series in a walk-off situation in the ninth inning.
Yeah,
that's a guy who you feel like he's ready to go win some championships.
He is, man.
Moment's not too big for him.
He is. So thanks to him for participating, and stay tuned for more. While we were away, Evan Carter rip shot off the wall in center. 392 feet, probably. Had a double. He was on. Dolly nearly took a ball out to left field, but that was ultimately corralled there by the left fielder, and the Rangers trail 4-0 here in the second.
I mean, he gets to the second base in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, the guy can move.
You would never know that he's got any sort of back issue at all.
Yeah, he's playing pain-free right now. There is a big shot to left field. Is that off of John Gray?
Yeah,
he's that big son of a gun out there.
Yeah, that was our contact right there, boys.
We'll make that 5-0. That's not Gray. That's Robert out there. Big number 57. Just looked like Gray because the red hair. But it's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day. Hey, buddy.
What's up, man? I thought I heard a big shot.
Yeah,
hey,
big shot.
Yeah,
diggy, a big shot. Hey, right there, come on. Pen. That's cool. All right.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
We need some Rangers hitting. That would be preferred. But
I mean, for a moment, it would crack. Another one crack. Another one crack. Yeah. I was like, good God. Is this game on TV? Who's hitting?
Is this ever going to stop?
Make it stop.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah. Okay. Our winner and champ for day two of G-Bag of the Day this week comes from the world of hockey. Buffalo Sabres broadcaster Rob Ray took a puck to the face again. And he broke the FCC violation, which he deserves it.
The puck is dropped, and it's 4-0 in the opening period. And Razor just took another one. And that was a rocket. Doctors checking Razor out very quickly. That was close to the eye.
Checking him. Glad they're checking him out.
That is so perfect, dude.
Yeah, bro.
I thought they had the nets up these days in hockey.
Oh, in between. It's in between the...
Okay.
So that's where that's
you're
that
just
new
hanging
position.
Out there, huh?
Yeah, it's like
he's like the old Pierre Maguire.
Yeah. Like, hey, we want you down on the ice, and here we go kind of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to find a new spot to stand in. Twice, bro? You've been hit with a puck in the face?
The puck has dropped, and it's 4-0 in the opening period.
In the opening period. I just got here, man.
Settle in for some hockey here.
Good Lord. All right. Well, that boy Luca, he's going to light us up. Him and Bron, they're going to light us up tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to happen, y'all. Just Bron get ready for it. Too. Yeah. Luca's going to look over at Nico. You know, the little faces he be making after he hit a monster shot.
Yeah.
Luca's going to look over at him. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to happen, bro. Let's go ahead.
Why'd you trade me?
Yeah. Beating all on his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Saying some language you never heard of. Nobody's cussing you out.
This should be the moment where Mavs fans finally join me in my lifelong hatred of the Lakers. And I feel like they've only had one foot in my entire time. Now it seems like they're all at least 52% of them, 53%, Chief. You said that poll from Sharif today.
Yeah, 53% want Luka to go for 50 and the Mavs to lose.
Yeah, they're pulling for the purple and gold tonight, LA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that stops as soon as the ball's tipped.
I don't know, man. Nico did that.
Yeah.
This one's different.
He did do that.
Is it the wings tonight?
He's over there building LA. Look at him. Yeah. Building your fan base. I brought you a star.
What you guys could really use is Derek Lively. Let's see what we can do with this.
God. All right. Fans sing happy birthday to Johnny Gaudreau's son. You know, Johnny Gaudreau used to play for the Columbus Blue Jackets, and he lost his life by some idiot drunk driving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, remember him that? And his brother, right? The Gaudreau brothers. Yeah.
Jeez. What? Wait, what'd you say?
Both their brothers were killed.
Oh, my God. Yep. I thought it was just one. Well, that's sad, bro. Anyway, the Columbus fans out there sung his son happy birthday, the whole audience, and it was a touching moment.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Hockey fans get it, you know?
Yeah.
If you mess up on the anthem, they'll sing with you. They'll pick you up, you know? I mean, good deal for them.
Yeah, you're right. Throw you a hat, man. You know what I'm saying?
They'll throw you a hat.
Get you a hat at the damn game for free, man.
Throw you a hat.
Throw you a hat. Hats off to them. Cavs game right here. Apparently, during the Cavs game, in timeouts, they play like a Family Feud type vibe game. Yeah, Pedro sent me this, bro. You were wild. This is funny. They got this guy up here, and he answers all the questions wrong. He doesn't even care. Like, this is FCC. This is on television. And where else is it? Oh, yeah, and there's a whole lot of people there, families and whatnot. It's a game.
Beer. Name a place where you often find an elevator.
A hotel.
Name a popular New Year's Eve tradition. Oh, try again. I'm sorry.
Dating.
The hotel. Try the elevator question again.
A hotel.
Try it again.
apartment.
All right. And toast and champagne. Name a New Year's Eve tradition.
Sex.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
They give him a prize?
It just fell apart, bro. That fell apart. You just shake your hand and go back to your seat.
That's awesome. You, sir. Now go back to the elevator question.
Thank you.
Go back to the elevator question. Oh, boy. What else we got right here?
Need to fly in Chris Arnold.
Yeah.
Need a new guy.
Let's see here. What did you say? Chris, stop that. What did you just say?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Dodgers and Reds. This is yesterday. Austin Hayes hit his second home run of the game. Someone out there was pretty excited. Carter tapped me on the shoulder and showed me this.
One in the air to right center field and deep. It is back and it is gone.
Somebody was excited.
Yep. Maybe that's the dugout sometimes. It's quiet enough at these bars. You can hear the players react. It's pretty funny.
Oh, one in the air to...
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah, that's it.
We got a hockey announcer taking a puck to the face again.
Wow, right to the kisser.
Took a rocket.
Yeah.
Blue Jackets fans singing happy birthday to young Goudreau. You got Cavs need a new timeout host. And Austin Hayes' second home run with the reaction. I'll go with our champ, Chief. How about you?
I'll go with the elevator family team.
Lucius?
Yeah, me too. Cavs game.
Oh, we got jets flying over. They got an Air Force base or a Navy base just right next door. So you always have fighter jets flying training sorties around here.
They had
so
some, cool. Stealth-style ones earlier that were, silent. It was like a Tesla creeping up on you a little bit.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that. Wolchuk?
Goudreau! Sorry.
I'll go with the New Year's answer as well.
The
Family Feud deal.
Family Feud. Okay. Brian?
Happy birthday.
By a score of 3-1-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the Cavaliers timeout bid. Okay, Chief, what are we doing next?
Let's crank open a rim sesh here. Luka's revenge game and the beast that was awakened inside next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the fan. We're about to watch Josh Jung and Josh Smith hit here in the bottom of the second. I believe bottom of the second inning, surprise stadium. Time now for Eric Chiafalo's rim session. Let's talk some hoop.
Yeah, let's do this thing, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Luka revenge game, the Max Christie revenge game. You have Mavs, Lakers in Los Angeles tonight. We're going to go to Jared Sandler's place for an 8 o'clock tip here in surprise. So we'll be soaking it in. We will be watching it, and we don't really know how we're going to be feeling through the midst of the game, but it is certainly an exciting time. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and live from surprise, the G-Bag Nation going all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when there's a new Luka report, courtesy of Mark Spears, saying that Jaylen Brown is the reason that the Mavericks traded Luka. He says, quote, "What he did to Luka in the finals," Jaylen Brown, of course, being the finals MVP for the Celtics, "shutting him down, guarding him full court, making it unbearable offensively, led Dallas to question Luka as the leader of the team and question whether he was in shape or not." Now, if you recall, Luka was the only bright spot offensively. He was not the best version of himself, for sure. He shot very, very poor from the three-point line and the free throw line during the finals, but he still averaged 29 points per game and was your leading scorer in the finals by 10 points. It was Kyrie Irving that we kept looking at going like, when are you going to be the Robin to Luka's Batman here, averaging under 20 points for the finals. So it doesn't make a ton of sense. You watched the finals and you knew that Luka just needed more help offensively. It was about putting more talent around Luka, and hopefully Kyrie can at some point overcome the woes versus Boston. But that's the report from Mark Spears. That was maybe potentially the first moment where they opened their eyes and thought, Luka is our problem here. I don't know how they thought that, but they did.
I mean, Jordan had to go through the Pistons and realize, man, I got to work out a lot harder and put muscle on my body because I'm not fit enough for what the opponent's asking of me right now. So, you know, Jordan didn't win his first championship till 28 years old. I don't know how you watch this man disassemble the Thunder and the T-Wolves, who both had home court advantage, and lose to the Celtics and decide he was the biggest problem. I think they're just trying to come up with any sort of an explanation to explain why they personally just were offended by the way Luka went about his business and decided that that was more important than his talent. I think it's a massive mistake to make in the world of professional sports.
There goes Josh Smith. He's a professional hitter.
Go Tigers.
He just went to out to left field and got him a little double action.
There you go.
There you go, Josh Smith. Now, speaking of working out and whatnot for Luka, there's photos of him, and you can see like his first game in the Lakers uniform, and he looks a little bit more like the bloated version of himself that the Mavericks came to disdain. But now you're seeing him in shoot-around stuff at the Lakers practice facility today, all smiles, and he looks like he's 12 pounds lighter.
Higashioka going to left field. He does look leaner. I don't know how much of that is camera angle, how much of that is him focused because he got called out and he feels like, man, I got to show these people what I'm really all about. As a guy who has fluctuated in weight, sometimes you get called out and for 30 or 60 days you can be totally dialed. Can you keep that going long term is always the bigger question.
Yeah, because we've seen Luka go from out of shape looking to, oh, okay, now he's back to being dialed. And he kind of, it's very volatile. But obviously this was this particular trade and the narrative surrounding it about him being out of shape and not taking care of himself, you knew that was going to light a fire under him, at least in the short term. We'll see how long he can carry that. But Dave McMenamin in ESPN's article today had the report about during the All-Star break, Luka, he was actually spent the All-Star break in Cabo.
We got three on the board,
Lay
baby.
O-D. Lay O-D. Lay O-D. Lay O-D.
That's beautiful, dude. And a little teaser for our Jock Peterson clubhouse conversation.
Three rundong ball.
That's the guy that he wants to do the body swap with. Jock Peterson calls Laiodi a unit. And he's not wrong. He's a lot bigger than you would imagine.
Yeah.
Floating around center field at the
speed. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, he's a beast. So Luka spent the All-Star
380 to right field.
All-Star break in Cabo for Luka. And he was actually with Lakers assistant coach Scott Brooks. And they worked out at a private outdoor court for 2 hours a day, and Luka supplemented the basketball drills by lifting weights in the gym at his hotel. And he says that though Luka did not publicly comment on the constant flow of leaks from the Mavs organization disparaging his weight and conditioning, one source close to Doncic told ESPN the comments have served as a motivator, quote, a beast was awakened inside him. That's a great quote.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to talk about. I feel like the beast has always been in there for Luka. It's just, can he harness it and control it? I bet he does tonight. But, I mean, we've seen in the middle of playoff series him totally give up. You know, and it's kind of like that laissez-faire type of attitude that comes and goes. And we've also seen the beast make him so preoccupied with referees, especially when his shots aren't dropping, that he takes himself out of the game. So I assume tonight you have absolute prime beast Luka, and it's just a matter of the shots drop. Shots drop, he puts a 50-burger on you.
No doubt. I mean, his worst moment was Game 3 of the NBA Finals, where, I mean, he fouls out early, and he's bitching and he's moaning, and the defense, of course, was a struggle. And then he comes in. Oh, the whole team was amazing in Game 4. They weren't going to lose that game and get swept. But he was also brilliant bounce back. I mean, that's when you had the Wendy just eviscerate him post-game, and Wendy said, hey, nobody from the Mavs came out and checked him. Normally somebody else, like a PR from another team, is going to be like, hey, man, you want to lay off our guy a little bit? But that was probably the first sign to Wendy and some others, like, oh, maybe the Mavericks are kind of feeling what we're feeling here.
LeBron talking about Luka now, he says that in order for us to ultimately be the team that we want to be with him here, he has to have the ball. He has to be able to put us all in position. He has to be him. The 7 years that we've seen in the NBA with Luka, we want that Luka. LeBron says we all have to transform our game for the betterment of him. But it's not going to happen overnight. We know that. But my message has been to Luka, just be you. You don't have to confine your game to us. We need to figure out how to play with you. Whatever he needs, I'm here. So whatever he needs.
Yeah, you know, I think the problem is they don't have a lob threat. They don't have enough shooters. They don't have enough perimeter defenders. Like, you're asking a lot of, you know, like Dorian Finney-Smith is their backup center. Jackson Hayes, who's a reserve center at best, is their starting center. You know, and then you go to Austin Reeves and Dalton Connect and Luka. When they're on the court together, I think it was Michael Cooper, the former Lakers great from the Showtime days, he's a current TV analyst in Los Angeles, said, we have three of the worst defenders in the league on the court at the same time for the same team. You know, you have massive issues, and it's going to take an amount of time for Rob Pelinka, just like it took Nico. You know, you had Luka for 7 years. You finally got the roster you needed around him last year at the trade deadline when you got Washington and Gafford. Up until this point, it's been a very flawed roster, which just speaks to how much time it takes and how lucky you have to get that the right players become available to put around Luka to ultimately have success.
Yeah, and there's only so much you can do if you're Jason Kidd and the Mavs to slow down Luka tonight in terms of him offensively. Yeah. Just because of the kind of player that he is. Yeah. But you know they're going to want to exploit him defensively and highlight. Like they will be on the Luka hunt, trying to get the Luka switch on Kyrie so that Kyrie can dance on him the same way LaMelo Ball did last week in Charlotte. So that's going to be something that I think is interesting to watch. Nico going up to Jason Kidd and whispering like, hey, don't make me look terrible. Like, we can only do so much about Luka offensively. Let's at least show the world how bad Luka is as a defender.
Yeah,
That's going to be huge.
Yeah, and you know, to what extent that works, you know, it is a make or miss league. I think over time you would take the trio of LeBron and Luka and Austin Reeves as three playmakers, but when you're coming back with Kyrie and PJ Washington and Najee Marshall and Klay Thompson, like, it's not a massive mismatch tonight because you have guys on the perimeter and no bigs, and that's the same with them. So, you know, neither one of these teams as constructed right now could make a run at a championship, in my opinion. What the Mavs have going for them is a massive level of reinforcement that's coming at some point in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, fingers crossed on that for sure. And then finally, here as we close down the rim sesh, I just want to acknowledge that with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the Thunder-T-Wolves game last night, the Thunder were up 121-105.
Wow.
And they found a way to lose that basketball game.
3 minutes to go.
3:41 left in the game. OKC.
Ruben's been just beside himself today.
I get it. Ruben, our local Thunder fan, that was a historical loss there. The Timberwolves down by 20-plus points entering the fourth quarter on the road, facing a team with a win percentage of 800 or better.
0-62.
No other team in NBA history has been in that situation and come back to win the game.
Wow.
So I don't know how many instances that's actually...
I'm just going to call it 0-62.
0-62.
I think Edwards had 2 points in the fourth quarter. This was all the other dudes. They outscored 41-19 in the final period.
Yeah. I mean, the Wolves went on a 16-0 run in the final 3:41 to force overtime, and Edwards was on the bench the whole time.
Wow.
And then in overtime made a couple of plays. But, yeah, it was a crazy, crazy L-taking for the Thunder last night.
Yeah, crazy night in the league. Jokic had 19 assists, the second most assists by a center ever.
I will say, I saw one of those assists, the last one.
Yeah.
That was a BS assist. I think Michael Porter Jr. dribbled the ball 50,000 times before he went to the rack.
Yeah, I think it was like a handoff in three-point land. It was a John Stockton assist, if I've ever seen one. Okay, there it is, a proper rim session. We got a lot more Luka, Lakers, Mavs conversation for you. And 4 hours of sports content live in Surprise, Arizona. Thanks so much to our sponsors, ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing. Same-day service guaranteed. It is it's 7-3 Royals here in the top of the third inning after that Leody Taveras three-run shot. NFL news today coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
How about an interdivision trade? How would you feel if the Cowboys drafted this quarterback and a new Kuiper mock that might have Eric losing his bleeping mind?
Oh,
that's
no.
Next.